Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be taking a look at one specific show that started off as a television musical and ended up being part of a stage musical, and that's Tell Me on a Sunday. So we're going from Tell Me on a Sunday to Song and Dance.
Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote the music for Tell Me on a Sunday, and this time his lyricist was Don Black, who had won an Academy Award for his lyrics for Born Free. He had one previous stage musical called Bar Mitzvah Boy, and I saw this show in London and enjoyed it very much, and I have the recording, although the show was not a box office success. The show was done as a song cycle in Sidmonton, where Andrew Lloyd Webber lives, in 1979, and then it was done as a record album. It had 15 songs plus two reprises, and some of the singles from the album went gold, and Marty Webb, who performed all the songs on the album, became a household name, although she had already had 20 years' experience in show business. We're going to hear many cuts from Marty Webb today because, as far as I'm concerned, she's the best performer for this show. Here's the opening number of Tell Me on a Sunday, and it's called Take That Look Off Your Face, and Marty Webb is the singer.
You must be mistaken. It couldn't have been. You couldn't have seen him yesterday. He's doing some deal up in Baltimore now. I hate it when he's away. You must be mistaken. I'm sure that you are. There's more than one car with stickers on, and lots of young guys wear corduroy pants. I'd know if he hadn't gone.
Take that look off your face.
You're wrong again.
You heard Take That Look Off Your Face, sung by Marty Webb. And the song cycle tells of the romantic misadventures of an English girl in New York City and then eventually Hollywood. Following the success of the album, they decided to stage the show, and it was done at the Royalty Theater on January 28, 1980, and filmed for the BBC. The program was broadcast, and it received such high ratings that it was repeated the following month. Then somebody said, well, since it's a success as a single performance and as an album, why not present it as a stage show? So Andrew Lloyd Webber considered writing other musicals to go with Tell Me on a Sunday. One of them was a work based on the Charles Dickens story, The Signal Man, but that was kind of gloomy, and Webber rejected the idea. He also thought about writing a one-act opera about the friendship between Giacomo Puccini and Ruggero Leoncavallo, but that fell through, and then they sort of put the idea aside.
We'll go to the next song, and as Ted mentioned, they're the misadventures of this young lady. And the impetus for her to leave London and head to New York is that her then-boyfriend is cheating on her. And then we start, Take That Look Off Your Face. She's talking to the girlfriend, and then she has a confrontation with her boyfriend in Let Me Finish. Here once again is Marty Webb.
I have had enough. Don't you interrupt. Let me finish. I said let me finish. I'm tired of waiting for something to happen. Sorry. I can't live like this any longer. I am not a saint. I've said this before, but you haven't heard. Let me finish this time. Let me finish. Wait a minute. You'll get your turn. It's not often I get the chance to talk. I forget the last time I saw a person. Fifth Avenue might as well be. With Neville Braithwaite, that old devil never always put me first. On occasions, no, I don't want a drink. Not yet. I've rehearsed these next lines for ages. Why do I feel cold? I suppose it's nerves. I don't need a drink. Let me finish. I said let me finish. I've had it to hear with your business problems. I don't want to dance with your boss once a year. I don't care if the neighbors hear. You always say we British are too reserved. I need a change. I must do something new, or I will go mad. Not now. Let me finish. You'll get your chance to call me a child. We've got to make decisions. Don't touch me. Get away. Don't you touch me. This isn't a joke. For God's sake, stop smiling. Don't run out. We won't solve anything that way. Come back. Can't we sit and talk this thing over?
And that was Marty Webb with Let Me Finish.
The young lady, who does not have a name in the original production, decides that, yes, she can recover from a romantic misadventure and perhaps have others in the future. And that's kind of what she says. And here's Marty Webb again with a song called It's Not the End of the World If I Lose Him. And this song comes up again in several variations throughout the show.
It's not the end of the world if I lose him. It just might seem so tonight. It's not the end of the world,
nothing like it. I'll soon be the same old me. People get over worse things, and I'll get over this. In no time at all, you can bet I'll be laughing. Well, I wouldn't give him the pleasure of seeing me cry. Why should I? It's not the end of the world to feel lonely. I suppose this feeling goes. It's not the end of the world to change rainbows. I'll be fine when I find mine. It's not the end of the world to be free. It's not the end of the world to be me.
Marty Webb sang, "It's not the end of the world if I lose him."
The show did come to New York, and when it came to New York, they found a name for our leading lady, and she became Emma. And Bernadette Peters, who won a Drama Desk and a Tony Award for her performance, sings about there's so much to do in New York when you don't have any money and you're on your own.
I guess that's one way to have an arrival. First night here, out on my ear. New York's first lesson, they say, is survival. Well, all right, look at this night. First I must get my green card, I don't dare take a chance. For if I'm caught working, they'll simply deport me. And no one will see all the fabulous hats that I to do in New York when you're single. Where to start? Ballet or art? So much to do in New York with no money. £1,000, less than it sounds. I'm making plans, but I've no place to live. Goodbye, Chuck. Hello, Bill.
That was Bernadette Peters from the New York production of Song and Dance, with So Much to Do in New York.
Andrew Lloyd Webber felt the need to write another song to explain English Girls to Broadway audiences, although I don't really think it was necessary, and I like this song from the score by Bernadette Peters, and here it is.
But only once in me, he loves to hear me talk. How lucky can you be? He loves to hear me say, when does the post arrive? Just like
That was English Girls from the American production of Song and Dance. Bernadette Peters was the singer. The show opened on September 8, 1985, and ran for 417 performances, which for somebody else would be okay, but it's one of the less performed Andrew Lloyd Webber shows. Bernadette Peters experienced vocal difficulties during the run, and Betty Buckley sang at the end of the run.
We're going to go back to London for the London original cast. Now, what you heard before was the television cast, but Marty Webb took it to the stage of the Palace Theater in the early 80s. And we're going to hear her sing about her love interest on the West Coast. This is Sheldon Bloom.
You can be the first one in the shower. We'll make love every hour beneath your bangle. I'll park the car in a whistle while the eggs are frying. I dance while your shirts are drying. Waltz or tango.
Sheldon B. get that.
I'll make chicken soup.
That was Marty Webb from the original London version of Song and Dance in a live recording with Sheldon Bloom.
Now, in order for Song and Dance to be produced, it needed that second act. Tell Me on a Sunday became the song and something that Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote for his brother, Julian Lloyd Webber, who is a classical cellist, became the basis of a ballet. Webber had taken some variations that Brahms wrote on a piece by Paganini called the A Minor Caprice No. 24, and that was then choreographed by whoever was the choreographer for the production. We're going to hear from one of the live recordings from the Palace Theater, Variations 1-4. The orchestra is conducted by David Caddick, and they do not credit any of the soloists. In a live recording from London's Palace Theatre, you heard Variations 1-4, which is part of the score of the dance part of Song and Dance, and this time the orchestra was conducted by David Caddick. The show ran for 781 performances in London at the Palace Theatre, and Marty Webb was succeeded, although not yet on our show, by a number of different people whose names meant something at the box office at the time. They were Lulu, Gemma Craven, Liz Robertson, who was Mrs. Alan J. Lerner, and Sarah Brightman, who was Mrs. Andrew Lloyd Webber at the time she took over the role.
Now, in 1984, the show was coming to a close at the Palace, and there was a televised version, and we're going back to that and Marty Webb for one main reason. Our next song, which is a song about being on the West Coast called Capped Teeth and Caesar Salad, features a telephone operator in Sheldon Bloom's office. That telephone operator, Elaine Stritch, who was living in London and appearing in a television sitcom at the time with her husband. So here are Marty Webb and a little bit of Elaine Stritch with Capped Teeth and Caesar Salad.
Capped Teeth and Caesar Salad, good old Beverly Hills. With every deal that's done, an award is won. You can rent a car or rent a star. Sprinkle away. Careers are being hyped before the scripts are typed. I'll call you back and have a nice day. Capped Teeth and Caesar Salad, spotless Beverly Hills. If someone takes a walk, all the neighbors talk. Every man and beast came from out east. Egos and valet barking, newsmen gossip away. If you don't mean a thing, you find your phone won't ring. I'll call you back and have a nice day.
Stigwood's office? No, I'm afraid he's at a screening. If you would like to leave word, we'll get right back to you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
Capped Teeth and Caesar Salad, Rhyme Time, Beverly Hills. The cost of land so high you can't afford to. When you feel bad there, you dial a prayer. Earthquakes and English muffins, ulcers popping away. It's like a fairy tale, long as you don't inhale. I'll call you back and have a nice day. I'll call you back and
that was Marty Webb with a little bit of Elaine Stritch for Capped Teeth and Caesar Salad. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Tell Me on a Sunday to Song and Dance on The Dress Circle.
If you're wondering how Marty Webb, who at the time was not a well-known name either on either side of the Atlantic, got to have this very important and I think nicely developed role, it was because she was the Evita at matinee performances. Elaine Page, who was in the run of Evita at the time, only did evenings, and this is the old pre-Sunday scheduling of shows in London. And the second time I saw Evita, it was with Marty Webb, who was a much better dancer than Elaine Page. And the first time was with Elaine Page. Well, we're going to go back to the Palace Theater for the live performance of Song and Dance that Marty Webb recorded. And here is one of the good songs from the score, The Last Man in My Life.
Every time our bodies meet, complete, long lost feelings stir inside me. Used to think nights were for sleeping. Being wanted is a thrill I never knew.
From the live stage recording of Song and Dance at the Palace Theatre in London, Marty Webb sang The Last Man in My Life.
When it was done on television as Song and Dance, Sarah Brightman got to do the leading role, and we've got a song that was added when it became Song and Dance. In fact, when it was first added, it was at the dance portion near the end of the show. This song has had a huge life outside of the show and has been used in weddings around the world. Here is Sarah Brightman with Unexpected Song.
I have never felt like this. For once I'm lost for words. Your smile has really thrown me. I never thought I'd know. the kind of love you've shown me.
That was Sarah Brightman from the TV version of Song and Dance with Unexpected Song.
When this young lady falls in love, she falls in love completely. And that's why when she falls out of love or her partner falls out of love, it becomes a major tragedy. At this point in the show, the young woman is having a happy romance and she says to the man in her life, "Come back with the same look in your eyes." Here is Sarah Brightman.
I will see you in a week or two. It's late, you'd better get going. Take care of yourself and call anytime you feel that you're missing me. I can only say what I always say at these goodbyes. Come back with the same look in your eyes. I know you've got your work to do, and I know how much you love me. But sometimes a friendly face can look good to you on a lonely night. If there comes a time, just remember I'm the kind that cries. So come back with the same look in your eyes. Everything we want, we find in each other. We would be fools to let love slip away. Everything's so right, I'm scared that we might lose it one day. We can never keep from one another. You know all the feelings that are in my heart. It's not easy, it's not easy when you have to be apart. So I'll see you in a week or two. It's late, you'd better get going. You're don't think that by now we'd know how to handle this, but we never will. When you are away every day, I pray that nothing dies. So come back with the same look in your eyes. Think that by now we'd know how to handle this, but we never will. When you are away every day, I pray that nothing dies. So come back with the same look. Please come back with the same look.
Recorded live, that was a performance with Sarah Brightman, and its comeback was The Same Look in Your Eyes, one of the more hopeful songs from Song and Dance.
And we're going to crush that hopefulness with the next piece, The Breakup Song, which is another song that has had a very big life outside of the show. We're going to a solo CD, a performance, it's titled, by Marty Webb, one of her several CDs, and this is Tell Me on a Sunday.
Don't call me at 3 a.m. from a friend's apartment. I'd like to choose how I hear the news. Take me to a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a big song and dance, no long faces, no long looks, no deep conversation. I know the way we should spend that day. Take me to a zoo that's got chimpanzees. Tell me to know who's to blame. It won't help knowing. Don't want to fight day and night. Bad enough you're going. Don't leave in silence with no word at all. Don't get drunk and slam the door. That's no way to end. Enough, you're going.
That was Marty Webb from her solo CD performance with the title song of the original Tell Me on a Sunday.
In 2003, producers were looking for a vehicle to showcase the talents of a young lady who had achieved television fame as a commentator and panel member and sometimes musical performer. Her name is Denise Van Outen, and they decided that they were going to redo Tell Me on a Sunday by itself. Now, the show with all the songs only runs an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes, and so they had to add more material. And what happened was Andrew Lloyd Webber was busy on other projects, and they got someone named Jackie Kloon to try to update the material. And this happens in the sections called Letters Home, in which this young lady writes to her mother or her friends back in London to fill them in on what's happening. We're going to hear two songs, one from the original score, sung by Denise Van Outen, and then a second one from the added material. From the original score, here is Nothing Like You've Ever Known, sung by Denise Van Outen.
People could be.
Denise Van Outen sang Nothing Like You've Ever Known from the expanded version of Tell Me on a Sunday.
Now, we did not know that this was an expanded version when we went to see this, and we knew immediately that there was something amiss because there is no connection between the Jackie Clune material and the Andrew Lloyd Webber material. In fact, in some places, it's rather jarring. We're going to go to just a selection so you can hear what it sounds like. But with this was also their attempt at updating the story. As Ted mentioned, one of the pieces that was added was about speed dating, which was not something when this was first done. There was no speed dating. But there are things like Goodbye Mom, Goodbye Girls, Haven in the Sky, things that they tried to expand on, other things that were mentioned. And really, when it came down to it, I don't think it did a really good service to the material. It left us wanting more. Here is one of those Jackie Clune songs from the Denise Van Outen revival in London. This is called Somewhere, Someplace, Sometime.
You can put yourself through all kinds of hell when good love goes bad. Or you can just say that what comes and goes is meant to happen. Time to move on now, even though each step will be hard to climb. But I still believe love will come along somewhere, someplace, sometime. Something good will come out of this, I'm sure. I know who I am. If it's up to me, then I'll be just fine. I don't break easy. I won't count the days. I won't fall apart. No, not anymore. And I won't let go of the dream in me.
I'm really surprised that this show is not done more often by amateur groups. You just need one strong female performer to do the first part, and then any kind of a dance troupe to do the second half.
Or you could write your own opera about the friendship between Puccini and Leoncavallo, or you could do a world premiere musical based on Charles Dickens' story, The Signal Man.
Which would go so well with the original story. But enough about that. That was Denise Van Outen with Somewhere, Someplace, Sometime by Jackie Kloon, and that's it for us. We hope you'll join us next week when we're going to take a look at some chess pieces, selections from the musical Chess. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.